Ksivos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Ksivos Babli Daf Samach Gimel, we begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Hamayredes al Baala, Poich Simla Miksibosa, Shiva Dinomim B'Shabbos. If a woman rebels against her husband, which would explain, we reduce her Ksiba by 7 dinarim each week. Rav Yehuda Imer Shiva Topi'ikin, Ad Masai Hu Poiches Ad Keneged Ksibosa. Until when does he deduct? It's up to her ksuba is completely depleted. Rav Yosi Omer La'olam Hu Poiches V'Hilech She'im Tipol La'Yerusha Mimakom Acher Yigba Oisam Mena. Rav Yosi says that we decrease indefinitely and record how much she owes to him. Perhaps she'll inherit money from elsewhere and he will collect her debt to him from it. Chayin Hamayud Al Ishtoi Meisifla Al Ksubasa Shleisha Dinomim B'Shabbos Rav Yehuda Omer Shleisha Tarpa'ikin. And the same thing as if a husband rebels against his wife, so we add each week 3 dinarim, and Rav Yehuda says it's 3 talpa'ikin. Gemara says, Hacha atma shiva, hacha atma shleisha. The question is, why here, when she rebels, you say that we deduct each week 7, and here, when he rebels, you say that we add each week only 3? And Rav Yosi b'Chanina, he alidei shehi chayeves lo shiva hu poiches memena shiva, hu alidei shehu chayev lo shleisha, Rav Yosi bar Chanina answers that since she is obligated to him in 7 different labors, he deducts from her 7. But he, since he's obligated to her in 3, which is She'er Ksus Farina, then he adds to her 3. Hagat Macha Shechnisa Le'avodim Hari Eina Chayevet Le'Klum. The Gemara asks, well, if you think about it, if she entered slaves and brought slaves into the marriage for him, she isn't obligated to do any labor for him. Why do we deduct from her ksuba if she rebels? Hagaz macha shehifne ima loy she'ev loy ksus v'loy oina haray eina chayevus la klum. Where the Gemara asks, well, you should understand if he stipulated with her that he's not obligated in she'ev ksus v'oina, he has no obligation to her at all. Why do we add to her ksuba if she rebels? My kadoin, how can we answer this? Hehaid am Rav Yochanan tzaray shal ish merubah yosem min ha'isha. The second answer, therefore, is it's like Rav Yochanan said that the man's pain when he is denied relations is greater than a woman's. Hadahu dechsiv, vayhiki hitzikaloi bedvoreha kol hayomim v'talseihu ma'o v'talseihu. Our sources that we ask a question, what's the meaning of the pasuk in Shoshtim Perek Tevzayin, pasuk Tevzayin? And it was that she troubled him with her words every day, v'talseihu. And the Gemara asks, what's the meaning of that word, v'tal sehu? And this is referring to Delila with Shimshon. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Elazar, shahaisa shemetet atma mitachtov. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Elazar answered that Delila would slip away from under Shimshon in the middle of relations. V'tikalsa nafshoi lamus, hu kalsa nafshoi lamus, hi lai kalsa nafsha lamus. And the Pasuk says, his soul was troubled to death. And we learn from here, he was close to death from the pain, from the suffering, but she was not close to death. And the Gemara rejects that and says, no, some say that there's no source from here because she wasn't close to death, because she did her needs and she fulfilled her desires to other people through having relations with others. The Gemara says, if so, all the more so she would demand our relations with Shimshon. To Amma, she says, Rav Nachman, Hashem, Rav Mana, Ha'eva ha'zeh sheba adam ha'yevisei hespiasei hespiasei ha'yevisei. Rav Nachman, quoting Rav Mana, said that this eva of relations of a man, if he starves it and he uses it infrequently, his desire is decreased and it satiates him. If he satiates him and he engages in relations often, it makes him hungry and desire more relations. Now the Gemara asks, according to Rav Elezer, who says that relations is different according to one's job, how much does he deduct? Perhaps it's based on how many times he missed having relations during her rebellion. Yishminim el ador, we can learn it from the following. Tani, v'vichia, arusa, v'choyle, nidda, v'shemeret yobim, koifin, la, igeres, mered, al ksibasa. V'vichia says in the Baisa that an arusa, a sick woman, a nidda, a shemeret yobim, we write against them an igeres mered, a letter of rebellion, so we deduct against a ksibah. Man and Kaiman, what's the case here? Im Bisha Mauda Alav, Vihi Nida, Hatayra Mahodasa Alav. If she, when she rebelled, she was a Nida, well, the Torah anyway made her rebel against, I mean, forbid her to have relations with him, so why do we fine her? Ella, Kian Kaiman, Shemauda Alav, Achele Basa Nida, Basa Nida, Hare Einu Ruilamuid, Vat Amma Koisin, The Gemara answers, rather, she rebelled before she became a Nidah, and she became a Nidah. She is not proper to rebel, because she is now forbidden to him anyway. And you say that we write in a Geret Merib, because he lacks past the Salah, his expectation of intimacy afterwards, and also he deducts, even if he's a sailor, and Oina is only 6 months from now, because he lacks the same idea, past the Salah. Ma Mifreis Mifra Paranun Dida. The Gemara asked, we deduct from her Nichse Milug. Mishminim and Ador. And we answer it and learn it from our Mishnah, because Rabbi Yossi says that we decrease indefinitely, perhaps he'll inherit money from elsewhere, and he'll be able to collect it. Now he says that he argues with the Chachamim only about inheritance, which is not common. And this teaches that all agree, though, that he deducts the from Nichse Meluk, which is the property she brought into the marriage.